that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I am PK.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know, I know that you're gay.
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Hello!
Oh, hello.
Oh, you're here this week. I'm confused by who's here week after week.
God, it's so awesome to finally be back a week, 2 weeks after Comic-Con, and really happy to...
No, that was the beginning of October. We are December.
December?
December.
The hell happened?
You were adulting, is what I've been telling people.
So, hello.
Hello.
Missed you, pal.
Missed you too. The show has missed you. The fans have missed you.
I don't think any of that's true.
Well, you know.
But that said, I'll tell you what I've been doing.
What?
Been running into brick walls with my face.
I've been there.
So for those of you that don't know, I know this is probably the worst kept secret on the planet at this point because I've been talking about it. I know other people have been talking about it as well. I'm actually selling the bulk of my collection.
Good for you.
Both collections. This
good
would be
for you.
Comics and toys, and I'm selling the bulk. The comics is about 95% roughly of the collection, and toys are about 90%.
Okay.
Any number of people have been involved with these sales at this point.
Sure.
They've been going on for quite a while, and they've essentially come to a sort of a pinnacle in the last couple of weeks where buyers who could only visit my home when we are taping this show have chosen to visit my home or bail on me, which happened twice in the last 5 weeks. But it looks like everything is going to be moving ahead and all of that stuff I'm hoping will be complete. Well, I know most of it will be completed in the next week, within a week, and then – hopefully in the following weeks, the other part of it will be done. And that'll be that. But it has been exhausting cataloging, getting stuff together. And, of course, OG and I did Geek Flea right in the middle of there. So somehow I was able to do Geek Flea, but I wasn't able to do our own show.
Well, Geek Flea was on a Saturday.
That's true.
That's different than a Wednesday.
I'm not going to lie. There were a couple of Saturdays involved as well that happened and didn't happen. So it's been really a mess, and I apologize to you, OG, that has gotten in the way of our program.
Hey, listen. Life happens.
Well, this is a very critical juncture, sir. This is episode...
394 tonight.
Sir. So that leaves 6 episodes left, which means within the first month of the new year, we will have hit our 400th episode.
Well, let's not make any promises because at this rate,
I'm talking
410 year may line up.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. It's possible.
I'm talking straight math.
I'm doing...
But, yeah, and I do want to thank there's been a number of people who I could thank, obviously, who have been very supportive, OG being one, of course, being very supportive. Because I'll tell you know what I've discovered, OG, about selling's one's collection?
Yes.
Not an easy thing.
No.
Extraordinarily difficult.
There is a lot of physical labor involved.
Yes.
It is mentally exhausting, on numerous levels.
And I can't even tell you
how parting with them is only part of it.
I know.
But it's a big part.
I can't even tell you how many times, particularly with the toys, the comics were easier, but I can't even tell you how many times with the toys that I was, okay, no, I'm gonna keep those.
Yeah. Oh no, I know.
No, they're going back in. No, I'm keep those.
I finally reached the point personally, not to cut you off, but I finally reached the point personally when it comes to Geek Flea, at least. Because Geek Flea, for me, that's my big outlet outside of like eBay, right? Like for moving stuff from my personal collection, it's normally Geek Flea. I finally reached the point in Geek Flea where stuff that I have been passing over for the last 9 Geek Fleas, I'm like, no, the time is now. taken me 3 years to part with certain things. Right. I understand completely.
And I did better at Geek Flea this time than you did.
You did. That's good. I'm happy.
I was just like, take it.
Yeah.
Just take it.
But I also had a ubiquitous clandestine roadside
That's true, you did.
A week before Geek Flea.
Right.
So I think in the grand scheme of things, you still did better than me, but I did all right, is what I'm saying.
At the venue.
Yeah, but look, it's not a competition.
No!
It's funny because I normally show up at Geek Flea and people are like, how much you want for that? And Big Kev's like, well, you know, make me an offer. Everything must go. And he makes him an offer and he makes his sales and everybody's happy. People come up to me and they're like, how much you want for that? And I'm like, $1. Take it away from my fucking table.
Yeah.
And it's like, here's the buck. And but I mean,
we also
have different values of things.
Well, that's true. I did adopt your philosophy a little bit more this time and I was successful.
Yeah,
so,
look, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
But good things from Geek Flea, good things from other things.
And what was that? Was that like a week ago, Geek Flea?
It was 2 weeks ago now, I think.
Goodness gracious.
No, yeah, a week and a half ago.
I did pop in here last week, right?
You did. You were in here for the last couple of minutes.
Right.
You almost did not troll the respawn, but you made it.
Yep. I was a little out of practice there.
You made it. That being said, let's say that this is episode 394. What are we calling this one? I wanted to call it The Fog because my trip home tonight was periled by horror movie-like fog.
Okay.
I felt like it was chasing me up the mountain that is 280.
That's fine.
All right.
The Fog also being created by a new trailer premiering tonight, apparently.
Yes, we'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there. But first, we have some voicemails. I like getting to the voicemails.
You know, we do get a number of voicemails each week, and we don't always use all the voicemails, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't keep bringing them in.
I'm not going to lie. Here's the formula. Are you leaving a voicemail that already coincides with something that is really important that we're going to talk about on the show? Chances are you're going to get played.
But
are you leaving a voicemail that is really intriguing that we're not going to cover on the show, but really we should?
But now we're going to.
You're
going to
get played.
Yep.
And in tonight's case, something we traditionally would not play, but somehow it ties into something I wanted to talk about and is just too funny not to play.
Just too funny not to
play. So we have two voicemails tonight. Let's get to the first one.
All right.
Right here.
Hey, guys. Sea Monkey here. Just wanted to float a rumor I heard and possibly saw a couple of related articles on the internet that Supergirl will be crossing over into The Flash. And then The Flash will be on Supergirl. Sounds pretty interesting. I mean, there's so much, you know, like you guys, I know, discussed that a couple weeks ago. Talked about, like, how it may not be a possibility. There, maybe a month ago. I don't know. Anyway, it probably wasn't going to be a possibility because the people at the CBS were saying, no, they weren't going to do it. But, hey, now it seems like they're doing it. So, seems interesting. Watched two episodes of Supergirl this past week. Not too bad. You know, first couple episodes are a little, you know, I think it's, as OG says, suffering from, you know, pilot syndrome or whatever he said. Going to stick with it, see what turns out. Kind of cool that they're having an expanded universe if that's what's happening. So many other things to talk about. But anyway, you guys have a great week. And Jessica Jones. Oh, sorry. Did I say that? Anyway, talk to you soon. Bye.
Don't make demands.
Is that true?
What? No. Yes. So it's not true that I know. There was some rumor that if Supergirl got picked up for a full season order, that Flash would then somehow appear in the second half of the season.
But the CW Flash?
Yes.
Or the...
No, the CW Flash.
Okay.
The CW Flash. So Supergirl has been picked up for a full season order.
Mm-hmm.
I have not watched past the second episode of Supergirl.
I didn't even see the first.
I watched the first one.
I heard it's pretty okay.
I watched the first one,
uh-huh.
And I was like, whew, wow.
Right?
And then I watched the second one, and I was like, nope, my feelings from the first one were pretty accurate. I'm not going to get Gothamed. And I have not watched it since. So, oh, okay. That being said, if Flash does indeed end up making an appearance on the show, I will still not watch Supergirl. But I probably will watch the episode that contains the Flash.
I think that would be very interesting because I was pretty sure that we said on this program, because we were led to believe by persons in authority, that they were not going to cross those universes.
We were led to believe that several months ago, but there's this new kind of lax thing. We talked about this a little bit last week, me and PK, but there's a new kind of lax handling over at Warner Brothers and DC between the movie universe, the TV universe, and the combined universes.
Oh, boy.
No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. The TV universe actually has access now to characters that previously they were cock-blocked by... Uh-huh. Warner Brothers,
right.
Due to the film universe. So, for example, if they wanted to use Harley, which they teased already on Arrow for the Suicide Squad, they could. If they don't want to really have Deadshot be dead, because they killed him on Arrow. But, you know, I mean, they could easily undo the killing, but they killed him on Arrow. I'm doing air quotes. They could bring him back now. And they did it because of the ultimatum from a director from the WB.
But will they get Will Smith to appear on a TV?
No, they'll use the good Deadshot from Arrow.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, since we're talking about good and bad and DC and Warner Brothers, I was going to jump into the next voicemail, but let's not. Let's go into this other thing first. Oh, well, do we have anything else to say? No. I don't know that it's confirmed. It'd be interesting if it happens.
It would be interesting.
We know that CBS is co-owner of the CW, so that's why those rumors started a while back. It's entirely possible. I don't know if it's going to happen. We'll wait and see. Teaser for the trailer for Batman versus Superman.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I think a day after it aired, I watched it when it aired, and I wasn't even conflicted by it. Like, I knew what my emotion was right away.
Hate.
It wasn't even hate. It was hate is too strong an emotion.
Okay.
I didn't hate it. I just didn't care about it.
Right.
So it was much more.
So they're talking about the fact that what we saw was in all likelihood a dream sequence.
Correct. Which has been confirmed through various means. I mean,
right.
a lot of people have said, well, there's a lot of logic behind why it would be a dream sequence. Back at Toy Fair,
Because they're super Nazis,
yeah,
that kneel to Superman?
And also, I believe it was back at Toy Fair. It was either Toy Fair or it was Comic-Con somewhere. Mattel had – or not Mattel. DC Collectibles had that Batman figure on display. And then
had to be San Diego.
And the name of the figure is Nightmare Batman. So
alrighty then.
So that kind of says, oh, Bruce is having a nightmare because he's terrified of Clark, which is fine. Like, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem that it's a dream sequence. My overall problem is that I literally felt almost no emotion from watching that trailer.
I felt the emotion of
yeah, it was just okay. So tonight is the full trailer.
In front of Kimmel, right?
And during Kimmel. Mm-hmm. I am not staying up late to watch the trailer. I can give two shits. I'll see it in the morning when I wake up. I'll be up at 4:30 tomorrow morning. I'm sure I'll watch it then. And yeah, okay. So the trailer's happening again.
Snore.
Yeah, whatever. Unlike another trailer that me and PK talked about, but you didn't get a chance to talk about, the Civil War trailer.
Holy shit.
Now, a friend of this show, and I think he might actually be a listener as well. So, Rob, if you're listening, I'm pretty positive you were the one that posted this on Facebook. But a friend of the show, Rob, said for about 2.5 minutes last night, Rob Pivarnik. We know him from Fair. I think this was Rob's quote.
Okay.
For about 2.5 minutes last night, I actually forgot that we were a couple of weeks away from a new Star Wars movie. That's what he posted when it happened.
Yeah.
So me and PK talked about the trailer last week. Uh-huh. We both liked it. We talked about the omission. I don't really think it's an omission. I think it's a no shit Sherlock of Spider-Man being in the trailer. Of course, he's not going to be in the trailer. But what was your – I wanted your feedback on it because – you know, it's an important trailer, I think.
I think they should have released two trailers simultaneously. One from the perspective of Cap is a bad guy
right.
and Tony's the good guy.
Right.
And one from the reverse perspective where Tony's the asshole and Cap is the good guy. Because I think this trailer's a little muddled in that regard. Because this isn't simply about arresting Bucky or not arresting Bucky. That's obviously going to be part of this story. This is about the whole, you know, well, we should be responsible. You know, people should know who these people are.
Sure.
That's the whole thrust. I mean, that's at least the thrust that I'm taking away.
I think it's a setup trailer, though, that plays off of the teaser at the end of Ant-Man, which was the last Marvel Cinematic movie to hit the theater.
Right.
I'm okay with it being the first go. We're still
no problem.
7 months away.
And still in a Captain America movie. Still, Robert Downey Jr. has the best lines in the trailer.
I'm not going to lie.
Sometimes I want to punch you in your perfect teeth. Yeah. It's fantastic.
I had a little bit of the feels.
Yeah.
Thought I was your friend.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, but he's my friend. So was I.
So was I. Yeah. I had a little bit of that emotion. It was there. I'm not going to lie.
So, like, I mean, I get it. And then that last bit with Cap and Bucky going at it with Tony.
I mean, it looks
good
great.
Stuff.
Got a good glimpse of.
You got to admit, if this movie is even half as good as Winter Soldier, Cap wins the Marvel battle, in my opinion, as to the three best Marvel movies.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it would be Cap, Winter Soldier, and Civil War. I mean, this is not taking away anything
from any of the other movies.
Other movies. Iron Man's great. I even like the Thors. That's right. Write the date down. I like the Thor movies. You know, like they were great. I even like the Edward Norton Hulk movie, which we're now fully bringing into continuity by having what's his name as Thunderbolt Ross.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not Jeff Bridges.
I know who it is. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
So I even like that movie. I like the Avengers movies. The first one particularly was really great. Second one, a little less great. But and Ant-Man, and I'm looking forward to the rest of them. But you gotta admit, a solid three movies, if this is half as good as Winter Soldier.
Oh, sure.
Of course I'm excited about it. Now, I would not go as far as to say for 3 minutes, I forgot there was a new Star Wars movie.
I understand the sentiment was all we could think about was Star Wars. And when you saw that trailer, it was so good that for just those 2.5 minutes, you were like, wow, I'm really looking forward to May. And then like 10 minutes later, you're like, oh shit, but episode 7 is like 2 weeks away. I get that. I agree with that
sentiment.
And
what I'm thinking is, by May, Star Wars should be out of theaters.
Probably.
Right in time for Civil War.
That's it. We'll get our first tease for Rogue One.
I wonder, there was a rumor going around that there would be a teaser for Rogue One in front of Episode 7.
See, now I heard there was going to be a teaser for Rogue One at the end of Episode 7.
Oh, that could be.
As like some sort of like, not as a stinger so much as
really?
Like, I don't know why they would do it at the end.
I didn't hear, that's not what I heard. I heard continuity-wise, it wouldn't make any sense.
But to be quite honest with you, the Rogue One stinger teaser that hit Celebration, I don't think it's officially been released by Lucas yet.
It also wasn't anything.
It was
great fan service.
Right. So,
but
I don't,
they've
right.
been filming now.
Oh, absolutely. So they've got something.
They
got
to have something.
They're going to have something to show us.
So, right. I mean, I would think in front of Episode 7 would be the place to do that. Are they going to wait and stretch it out to Cap? I mean, they could.
Months. Yeah, but remember, Rogue One doesn't open up until what? The end of 2016. So, Cap
it's a year from now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So Cap is in the middle. So that's the perfect time to drop it.
I don't disagree. All I'm saying is that if it's a Star Wars movie, they got to put something in front of Star Wars. It could be a 15-second teaser.
I almost wonder if they want to I almost wonder if the reason I read that it was going to be at the end of the movie was sort of like...
So that people stay in the theater?
No, no. I don't think they give two shits about people. People are fucking staying anyway. No, I think... I wonder if it's more like... We want to give you episode 7 first. Right. This is a Star Wars we want to give you first. You've seen episode 7 now. You're a little...
I get that.
Here's the Trisket. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. It's an interesting idea.
Because, like, do you want to go... Personally, I that kind of works for me. Like, I don't know that I need to see the trailer for another Star Wars movie moments before I watch a Star Wars movie. Like, I'd almost prefer it as a stinger in some weird way.
Okay, I can get on board with that.
All right, look, we'll see.
Either way,
it's 2 weeks away.
See something in 2 weeks, yeah, or we're not. See something in 5 months.
All right, let's move on to
right around the time I'm hitting my 180th viewing of episode 7.
There you go. Let's move on to that next voicemail.
Yes.
Hey guys, this is Steven here, and Melanie. Melanie, say something.
Hi guys.
We listen to your podcast, and we want to listen to you guys have a review of Jessica Jones. We might have been drinking a little bit tonight, but, you know, I don't know what else to say. This is the worst message ever. All right, they're not going to play this on their show, Mel. We thought it was great. It lived up to the comics. It was great. Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage coming. Let me know what you think. Thanks, guys.
Oh, don't worry, Mel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're playing it.
Oh, we played it, sir.
We played it. Well, thank you.
Thank you for putting the bottle down for 5 seconds to give the GVM line a call.
425-920-6050.
Where anyone can call and leave a message and their drunken ramble may be heard on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Hey, listen, I love Stephen Melanie for listening to the show.
Sure. Was it Melanie?
I believe he said Melanie.
I thought it was Malachi or...
No, I think it was Melanie.
Maloney or something.
No, I think it was Melanie. It was either Melanie or Melody.
Maybe there was a burp in the middle. It was like Melanie.
Rick and Morty style.
Melanie.
So, Jessica Jones. So, here's my confession. And I'm going to get heat for this, but I also don't care about the heat that I'm going to get for this.
Okay.
I have not finished Jessica Jones.
Yeah, I haven't finished it either.
It's not because I don't like it. I actually, I love it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like love it. And David Tennant, and you've heard me talk about him on the show before because I'm a big fan of his, but he commands every scene that he's in. Even when he doesn't speak.
Yep.
In the very first sequence that you actually see him on the show, he doesn't deliver a single line that you can hear, and he owns that 30-second window. I mean,
absolutely.
The show is awesome. I'm totally digging Luke Cage. Kristen Ritter is phenomenal. Hellcat is awesome. But I have not finished it. And the reason I have not finished it, again, not for lack of want, I'm savoring it. I've found that when I binge watch a show, I have to go back and rewatch stuff because I miss stuff because my brain starts to just check out after an episode or two. So I'm watching like two at a time.
Start to do stuff.
Yeah, you start to like futz on your phone. Your attention just starts to wander.
Start to read the Battlefront gaming manual. Just saying.
So
Strat guide.
So I am loving it so far. I suspect that I'll be done with it probably by the end of the weekend. I mean, I'm far enough along where I'll probably be there.
God, I'd love to be there by the end of the weekend.
But everything I've seen so far is amazing. And I have purposely avoided spoilers. I have purposely avoided reviews. Only one thing in one episode that I've seen so far really made me go, really?
What?
This is a bit really? The very first time, or the first time they capture Tennant, Kilgrave. And they end up in that fight with like the five masked guys with taser wands, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, you have a trained military guy, right? And Jessica Jones, while she's certainly not Cap, she's not. I mean, earlier in the season, she takes out those guys in the bar,
yep,
like they were paper mache. But these guys, she like knocks them to the ground and she beats them up pretty dumb, but they get right back up. I was like, that's a little bit of a hard sell for me.
Well, they're not drunks in a bar.
But other than that, it's been phenomenal. And I look, that's probably a bit of nitpickiness, and I recognize that. But yeah, so thank you to Steve and Melanie. We do love Jessica Jones here on the show.
Yeah.
We probably will finish it. Hopefully before the end of the year, we will give you a full season review. How about that?
That's fair.
That
when
fair?
Is Daredevil?
I don't know, but the first teaser for Daredevil hit online, was it 2 weeks ago now or a week and a half ago now? And it was, all it was, it was an outside shot of Josie's bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you see the Josie's bar. You remember Josie's bar? It's the bar they hang out in all of season one.
Yeah.
It's the neon light, and it flickers and flashes and goes out.
Uh-huh.
And then when it comes back on, it says Luke's instead of Josie's. So they're setting up the tie-in for Luke Cage to be in Daredevil season two, for that to be the new haunt.
Right.
What amazes me as far as Daredevil is concerned is that we still have not seen like a good promotional shot of either Daredevil in the suit,
right,
or John Bernthal. We've seen
I think they're saving him.
We see set photos and leaked images and stuff, but no official. I figured by now we would see an official.
I think we got it. Maybe they're letting this Jessica Jones thing play out, and then they start promoting Daredevil in the new year.
Yeah, that makes sense. They give people time to watch it.
You haven't watched Walking Dead in a while.
No, I have not.
This season was this first half of this season was phenomenal. Mid-season finale was last Sunday, or the Sunday it just passed. Oh, gee, I swear, I know how you feel, but I really think you should consider giving it, just kind of trying to blow through that awful season that you hate and get into the stuff that's happening, like, in the last two seasons and the half of this season.
You're saying I should binge watch it so I half lose focus?
I kind of am saying I think you should, because it's been really, really good.
Well, I promise this. I will catch up on The Walking Dead just as soon as I catch up on Gotham. Let's move on.
Wow.
Let's move on.
That is so unfair. Holy crap.
All right. I've got...
Oh, my God. No, you take that back. You take that back.
No, I'm not taking it back.
Gotham is a piece of shit. All right, you don't like The Walking Dead and the pay. Gotham is just a piece of shit.
Holy crap. I've got three quick hits and then one thing I want to close out segment one with. So let's do the three quick hits first.
Damn.
Agent Carter season two. We got our first sneak peek the other day. But they've pushed back the premiere of the season by, I think, 2 weeks. I don't know why. It was supposed to come back January 5th, and now it's coming back January 19th. There's a State of the Union address
on the
12th.
I was going to say.
And I think they didn't want to break it up.
That and a football thing, maybe.
Yeah, so there's that. Star Wars Rebels was confirmed for season 3.
Correct.
Sometime in 2016.
Why are they just confirming one season at a time? And by the way, have you been watching that?
I am. I'm caught
Terrific
up on that.
Season.
Fantastic.
Absolutely, absolutely fantastic.
The new Inquisitor, awesome.
Yeah. Sarah. Hey, how'd she get that gig?
Yeah, I wonder.
Nepotism.
Yeah, that's been outstanding. And then very quickly, I think we talked about this a couple months ago, but there were some rumors about whether or not River Song was going to come back to Doctor Who. By the way, if you're a Doctor Who fan and you're behind this season of Doctor Who, last week's episode could quite possibly be one of the best episodes in recent history, like in several years, I'm going to say.
Wow.
It was a phenomenal episode. Really, really was.
And, wow.
And 2 weeks ago was awesome for very mean reasons, but I'm not going to say why. So anyway, in case I don't want to spoil it.
Who got killed?
But anyway, so the Christmas special.
Somebody got killed that you hate.
The title of the Christmas special has been revealed. It's The Husbands of River Song.
It was the companion, wasn't it?
Woo. And, she had to go. The girl who stayed too long. The girl who overstayed her welcome.
Wow.
So Alex Kingston is coming back. It is confirmed for the Christmas special, The Husbands of River Song. So that's pretty exciting if you're a Doctor Who fan.
Oh, The Husbands of River Song.
Yes.
All right. River Song's mother is...
yes. The other companion I hated. Amelia Pond.
What? Why did you hate Amy Pond?
Oh, because she becomes such a bitch, don't
she's
she?
So hot.
Rory, however, I'm not saying she wasn't hot. I'm just saying she was a bitch.
Okay.
Rory, however, was a fantastic companion all the way through.
Right,
I enjoy Arthur Darvill. Oh, we didn't talk about Legends of Tomorrow. We didn't talk about Flash this week, Flash and Arrow. Okay. Let's do that very quickly.
All right. They're combining, right?
So part one of Legends of Today and Legends of Legends of Today and Legends of Something, and then Legends of Tomorrow is the new show. I forget the new parts. But Flash was last night, Arrow's tonight. It's a great crossover episode, fully introduced to Hawkgirl and Hawkman, as well as Vandal Savage.
How do they look?
I think they look great. Honestly, like, their wings are spot on. They're not campy or goofy looking. The masks are not – the masks look good, too. And look, Hawkman isn't just, like, in the Zardoz bandolier. Throwing out a Zardoz reference.
Nice.
But you know what I mean? Like, he looks good. It's a good interpretation of those characters for this universe.
Okay.
And Vandal Savage looks good. And everybody is in that Flash episode this week. I mean, like, everybody but White Canary, because I think they're saving her for tonight's episode of Arrow. So
right.
I don't know that we're gonna get Rip Arthur Darvill's character. My brain always goes to Rip Torn, and I know it's not Rip Torn.
It's not Rip Torn.
Because he is not a cock-flavored lollipop. He is Rip Taylor. Rip Hunter. Rip Hunter. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. It's not confetti either. Rip Taylor. Jesus. Mary and Joseph. They might debut him tonight, or they might save him for the Legends of Tomorrow show. I'm not sure. But tonight is part two of that event, and so far it's been fantastic. So
cool.
There you go. All right, one last thing before we take our first break, because we are running a bit long. Today, December 2nd, and you know, if supplies still last and you can go, if you are a Verizon customer, Verizon Wireless customer, I sent you the link for this earlier.
Yeah, you sent me.
You can go into select Verizon stores, not authorized Verizon retailers, corporate Verizon stores.
So actually, a Verizon store,
right? Mm-hmm. You can get one of four free Google Cardboard goggles. There were four designs. It was Kylo Ren, BB-8, R2-D2, and First Order Trooper, I believe.
Okay.
And are you familiar with the Google Cardboard?
No.
So Google Cardboard is a low-end first step to modern VR technology, and it is awesome. I've played with it before the Star Wars stuff. Pretty much, it's kind of cardboard, but it has a lens in it, and you put your phone into the back of the device,
right,
and you open up an app or video, special videos that work with Google Cardboard, and it's full 360 VR. Like, the one I watched originally was a helicopter flight over Manhattan. So you put it on, and as you look around, right, literally left, right, up and down,
you see
everything that's going on around you, right, and the video continues to play through. So Star Wars and Lucasfilm in promotion with Google Cardboard and promotion with Verizon, we're giving away four free Google Cardboards, all Star Wars themed. And in conjunction, they released some Google Cardboard content today as well that will work with the card, that will work with the goggles. So if there are still available, you can try and get some of them. I've seen people posting them all day online. Luckily, I was able to, through someone else, get an R2, but I still need a BB-8. Just tossing it out there. I will pay for shipping.
Wow.
So get me a BB-8. That's all I'm saying. Maybe a Kylo too. You know, whatever.
Whatever.
So check those out and check the. Hopefully, we'll have a review of those next week. The both the cardboard and the app. Once I get to play with it a little bit more, I know PK. I think PK got one as well.
PK probably strapped it on and hasn't left his couch.
Yeah, well, he's big into the VR, as you heard last week. So I'm sure he's been futzing around with it.
Futzing.
So there you go. Let's take our first break, though. And when we come back, we have some product and other fun and exciting things. And we'll do all that stuff.
All right, OG. We will take that first break, and we'll be right back with this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Build the Millennium Falcon, a one-to-one replica of the original Empire Strikes Back movie prop. Working lights and stunning interior detail, complete with a moving ramp. Build the Millennium Falcon step by step with your comprehensive build guides, die-cast metal, and highly detailed resin parts. Call now or go online to buildmillenniumfalcon.com and get started today.
And we are back.
Yes, and I still say it's one of the most amazing Star Wars collectibles to come down the pike in a long-ass time. It's buildmillenniumfalcon.com, yep. And you can give them a call at 877-544-6779. That number again, 877-544-6779. So it's an amazing piece when it's done, but you get to build it.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, and it's like scaled and
yeah,
pretty and
yeah, and lights
functioning
and things, and it's got a bracket and all kind of stuff.
Perhaps more than just a bracket.
I'm just saying it's got all kinds of things.
Sure, I feel you.
And you build it, and it's done, and it's lovely, and it's the kind of thing you want. It's one of those things that you see, you know, like at a right. show, and you're like, oh, man,
I want that. Yeah.
I wish I could afford that. Now you can.
You can, because it is a subscription service like yes. you heard. So check them out, buildmillenniumfalcon.com. We also have the link and the video on the website at bkgeekstuff.com, so check all of that out.
Yes. You know, for a long time, OG, we have been proud to promote our friends over at ThinkGeek.com. And particularly during the holiday season, we like to point out a few things that ThinkGeek has that you can get still for your loved ones.
Yes.
They had so many sales and stuff going on for Black Friday and Cyber Monday and somewhat
all of those things,
Saturday
yeah.
and – like they had all of those things. And now, OG, I know that we were not able to attend, regrettably, we were not able to attend the opening of the ThinkGeek store.
Sir. Yes, I heard, yeah.
We were supposed to attend. We could not attend. Very, very upset about that. I believe it's in West Nyack, New York. It's at the Palisades Center Mall in West Nyack. You can give them a call. 845-358-1860. And their hours Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9:30, Sunday 11 to 7. That may be different now for the holidays because they're in a mall.
Right.
They may have different. And it is exactly what you think it is. It is a ThinkGeek store. Stuff you see on ThinkGeek available in the store.
Nice.
Yeah. So definitely check that out. And tonight we want to talk about a gift that you can find on ThinkGeek or perhaps at the ThinkGeek store that you can give to your Harry Potter fans. Now, you know, we've talked about a number of different products from ThinkGeek.com. And this is just – this is not, you know, one of the more outlandish. This is more of a simple, more of a kind of everyday sort of thing. You know, so many people use a backpack.
Absolutely.
You know, they carry, you know, like their work stuff in it and so on and so forth. I use one. I actually use one from ThinkGeek. We're going to talk about that next week.
Nice.
And this one is the Harry Potter. This is
Hogwarts.
Hogwarts.
It's got the Hogwarts crest on it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, you know what? It's the first thing that impressed me. It's actually very well made.
Yeah,
I mean, I know ThinkGeek doesn't make the backpack, but
right.
I'm impressed by how well this is. It's not like canvas. It's like nice plastic.
It's got like a nice material. It's a yeah. nice material, like a weatherproofed material.
Yeah, man.
Right? And so it's got a number of different pockets, some leather straps, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it really is a nice item. It's got the cinch.
And it's huge, too,
it's
by
huge.
The way. This is more, to be quite honest with you, this is more, if you're a traveler,
right?
This would make an excellent carry-on bag.
Oh, yeah, it would. It's the right size
you
for
could
it,
fit
too,
a
right?
laptop in there. I mean, it's huge.
You could fit a bunch of things in there. Yeah.
You could fit a child.
Well,
perhaps a small dog.
Well, perhaps. I don't know if that's something you could do. It's got that cinch top, though, that I like.
Yes.
You know, where it's kind of like drawstring top
yeah,
so
man.
You can keep it sealed.
So nothing falls out.
Right. And when you're looking for it on the site, you can look for the Hogwarts Rucksack of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
Ooh, rucksack.
Rucksack.
I like rucksacks.
That's an interesting word, isn't it?
You know why? Because rucksack, I think, kind of implies more of a traveler's bag. And that's exactly what I just said.
Uh-huh.
See, confirming what I suspected.
It's all true. And you can check this out over at ThinkGeek.com and get it for your loved one. $49.99 is the price. It is currently in stock. Yeah, and like we said, all kinds of pockets. It the exterior dimensions, 12 inches wide, 17 and a half inches tall, 6¾ inches deep. This is official Harry Potter merchandise, which of course is important because ThinkGeek will not, give you the bogus stuff. So you definitely want to check that out. I love ThinkGeek, I have to tell you, and I'm going to be very excited. Next week, we're going to do two or three additional items that you'll be able to give your, and one is a Star Wars item. That I actually own, that's available at ThinkGeek. That's amazing.
Nice.
So we have that coming up. So definitely check that out. OG, have you ordered anything from ThinkGeek recently? That is the D&D intro music.
Not right.
Time for our D&D segment. This week on our D&D segment, we're going to be talking about the Sword Coast Adventurer's Guide, sir.
Okay.
This is, if I can give you a little flavor text, sir. A region of the Forgotten Realms, the Sword Coast comprises shining paragons of civilization, perilous locales fraught with evil, and encompassing them all, a wilderness that offers explorer both vast opportunity and great danger. The Sword Coast Adventurer's Guide is a valuable resource for dungeon masters and players alike. In addition to describing the peoples and places of the Sword Coast, the book contains a plethora of new character options to intrigue and inspire every adventuring party. This, of course, is part of the 5th edition. I'm going to tell you a number of interesting things about this book. I know you're thinking,
shoot,
all right, another D&D book, whoopee. We'll give you the usual stuff. 160 pages, OG, of full-color illustrations.
Sure.
Tons of gray matter for your gaming pleasure. It's got some maps.
I hear you.
It's got other things. Two things. This book was made in conjunction.
Uh-huh.
This is new that I know of, unless I've missed this in the past, with Green Ronin Publishing.
I don't know who Green Ronin Publishing is.
Don't know either, but what I can tell you is there's a giant ad for them in the back of the book, which I thought was interesting.
Ah, that's cool.
Now, I originally thought, okay, wait, so they're just putting an ad, like somebody bought ad space in the back of the book. Until I turn to the front of the book, OG.
And you see it says something about it.
It does. It says, it actually says on the sort of the credits page, this book was a collaboration between Wizards of the Coast and Green Ronin Publishing. And then it goes on to say which Green Ronin Publishing people. So it looks like Wizards of the Coast kind of fenced out part of this book.
Well, you know what it looks like? Green Ronin Publishing, based on what I could see in that ad, looks like they put out some other high fantasy type role-playing games.
Westeros.
Yeah, and maybe D&D was like, you know what? We like your style.
We're going to bring you in on this
project.
Why
don't you bring you into D&D? So here's the question I have. Now,
yes, sir.
Now, we work with the people from Wizards of the Coast.
We have a nice relationship with Wizards of the Coast.
And they listen. They do. We always ask them to listen to these segments.
Yeah.
So where's my Shaded Dragon in? I'm going to ask you every time, Wizards of the Coast, every time. Where is my Shaded Dragon in?
You know, you not only do you already own the Shady Dragon Inn,
but I want a new version.
You have the whatever the magazine is.
I know.
It's not Dragon.
It's
what was
not
it?
Dragon. It was Polyhedron.
Polyhedron magazine that expanded.
That's right. Thanks to the mayor.
Shady Dragon. Oh, that was the mayor did that?
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay.
It was a contest. It was whoever got it for me.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
Won a D&D, a big D&D like game set.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. One of those box sets.
Yeah.
That they did. This is a terrific book. You want to check it out. Go over to dungeonsanddragons.com, all spelled out, dungeonsanddragons.com. And this book can run you $39.95 for a hardcover, full color volume of information. Sir, I know you're a little skeptical, but I have to say, I find these books really, really awesome.
I know you do.
Really, I think worth it.
I'm not skeptical. That's great.
I think it's worth it.
So check it out. Thank you to the folks over at Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah.
Shady Dragon Inn.
You got to chill out. That's Shady Dragon Inn.
I am never going to let it go. Ever.
I'm gonna call up our friends over there. I'm going to be like, yo, can you please address this Shady Dragon Inn thing?
Just address it. Just say, you know what? We're never going to do it again.
That's it.
That's
all you want.
Give me confirmation so that I don't have to, you know, at night when I say my prayers,
right?
You know, thank you, bless my family, bless my son. Where the fuck is this Shady Dragon Inn? Like, that's part of my prayer. Like, I don't have to – I can cut that part out. I could save a couple of seconds at the
end
of
each
night. And
please, oh, baby Jesus, give us a new Shady Dragon in.
That's
Amen.
All I'm saying. That's all I'm – it's the best supplement ever.
It really is a terrific supplement.
It is. It's a campaign starter.
Yep.
If you're a clever GM, it's a character.
Yep. Totally true.
Have we talked about how it was utilized on the show?
I believe we've told.
We've talked about how we actually made the Shady Dragon Inn movable.
Yes.
It would just show up.
Yep.
The entire inn would just pop.
And there it is.
And there it is.
Wait, weren't we just at the Shady Dragon Inn? Oh my God, we've gone in a circle. But wait, no, we haven't.
Familiar faces. It's like Cheers. It's the Cheers of the D&D universe.
Oh my God. All right. You know what? I'm going to make a special phone call this week.
You better.
To our representative over there. And I'm going to tell them to listen to this segment. I'm going to tell them that we talked about the Sword Coast Adventurer's Guide, a really terrific book, which we think everybody should check out. And all you kept talking about was the Shady Dragon Inn.
I love the Sword Coast Adventurer's Guide.
Do you think
I'd love it more if the Shady Dragon Inn was
part of it. Do you think the Shady Dragon Inn is in the area of the Sword Coast?
It could be. You know, the way we play, it could be anywhere, Big Kev.
It could be anywhere.
All right. Listen, I think that's it for episode 394 of this show.
So close to 400.
We get
so close to 10
We
years.
Get one closer every 3 or 4 weeks, and that's great. That is great.
That's not exactly true. All right, I'm here now. Where's PK?
I believe PK is part of a gaming group, and tonight he is wrapping up a campaign.
Awesome.
So there
what
you
game?
Go.
Is it D&D?
It's not D&D. No, they do D&D, but they rotate the games that
they
play.
They do a bunch,
and
yeah,
they
I
also
know that.
Play some board games in
right.
there as well.
Right.
I forget which campaign he is wrapping up. It might be a Star Wars campaign.
Oh,
but I forget. I'm still willing to play. By the way, I'm still willing to play D&D, and I'm still willing to play the
2016
the Serenity one.
2016 is the year.
Yeah, I'm down.
We're for D&D.
Yeah, once you know every other
to?
Month.
You know who I spoke to?
What?
I spoke to our friend who does that lovely comic Sluggy Freelance.
Oh, Pete Abrams. I love Pete Abrams.
So, and I know Pete that Abrams. I know that Pete Abrams will play. So
there
I know that we'll have enough people to play. It's just a question of logistics.
Huzzah.
So we'll figure it out.
With that, don't forget you can check us out online over at bkgeekstuff.com. Of course, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/bkgeekstuff. And on Twitter, it's at GeekStuffOG, at BKGeekStuff, and at KRMarlowe. On the Instagram, it's at GeekStuffOG, at BigKevGS, and at KRobertMarlowe. And I think that's it.
What about
the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
Please have a drink and call in.
Or not. I mean, the drink. Definitely call in.
Yeah, whatever.
And you may hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And I know we've teased this in the past, but I've been talking with PK.
Uh-oh.
And I think starting sometime in the new year, we're going to have Periscope integration.
Yes.
During the weekly recording of the show.
Yes. Yeah,
for the select few that choose to use that option. I think for product reviews.
We have been talking
about it.
We're talking about that.
Toying with it. So there you go. Mm-hmm. So, yes, thank you. And hopefully we'll see you next week.
Yes.
And with that, Big Kev.
Yes, with that, OG, we will end Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 394, the way we end most episodes, by saying, troll the respawn, Jeremy.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever on. Under cloud and under star.